This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Actib. Active ingredient, S. Haemophilus type B conjugate vaccine, conjugated to tetanus protein. This leaflet provides important information about using Actib. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Actib. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why is my child being given Actib? Actib contains the active ingredient Haemophilus type B polysaccharide conjugated to tetanus protein. Actib is a conjugate vaccine that helps protect your child against Haemophilus influenzae type B infections. This vaccine does not provide protection against infections due to other types of Haemophilus influenzae or against cases of meningitis of other origins. The vaccine may be administered to children from 2 months of age to 5 years of age. Under no circumstances can the tetanus protein contained in this vaccine be used to replace the usual tetanus vaccination. When an injection of Actib is given, the immune system, body's natural defenses will protect against Haemophilus influenzae type B infections. However, as with any vaccine, Actib may not protect 100% of vaccinated individuals. What should I know before my child is given Actib? Warnings. Do not use Actib if your child is allergic to the active substance, formaldehyde, or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Symptoms of an allergic reaction may include shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty breathing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body, skin rash, itching, or hives. Has had a life-threatening reaction after previous administration of this vaccine, or a vaccine containing the same substances. Has an illness with febrile or acute infection. The vaccination should be postponed until after your child has recovered. Check with your doctor if your child has a poor immune response, immunosuppression due to disease or medicines, because their response to the vaccine may be limited. Has a bleeding disorder. Has an allergy to latex. Has fainted with previous injections. Fainting can occur following or even before any needle injections. Has any other medical conditions. Take any medicines for any other condition. After vaccination, your child may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? What if my child is taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if your child is taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Having other vaccines. Tell your doctor if your child has had any vaccines in the last 4 weeks. Your doctor will advise you if Actib is to be given with another vaccine as a separate injection. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements your child is taking, and if these affect Actib. How Actib is given. How much to use. Actib is administered to your child by your doctor or nurse. Actib is given as an injection. For children under the age of 24 months, Actib is injected into the upper thigh muscle. In older children who have started walking, the vaccine is usually injected into the upper arm muscle. When to use Actib. Infants. Before 6 months of age, administration of 3 successive 0.5 milliliter doses at intervals of 1 to 2 months. Between 6 and 12 months of age, administration of 2 successive 0.5 milliliter doses at intervals of 1 to 2 months. This is followed in both cases by booster dose as per the national immunization schedule. Children. In children over 12 months of age, a single dose of 0.5 milliliters. If your child misses a dose of Actib. If your child misses a dose, talk to your doctor and arrange another visit as soon as possible. If your child received too much Actib, overdose is most unlikely because your doctor or nurse gives the injections. If you have any concerns, ask your doctor. What should I know after my child is given Actib? Things you should do. Keep an updated record of your vaccinations. Keep follow-up appointments with your doctor or clinic. It is important for your child to have follow-up doses of Actib at the appropriate times to make sure the vaccines are providing protection against Haemophilus influenzae type B. Report any side effects to your doctor. Call your doctor straight away if your child does not feel well after having ACTIB, remind any doctor, dentist, or pharmacist you visit that your child had ACTIB. Looking after your child's medicine. ACTIB is usually stored in the doctor's surgery, or clinic, or at the pharmacy. However, if you need to store ACTIB, follow the instructions in the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Keep ACTIB in the original pack until it is time for it to be given. Store in a refrigerator, 2 degrees Celsius, 8 degrees Celsius. Do not freeze. Freezing destroys the vaccine. Store it in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom, or near a sink, or in the car, or on windowsills. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. Medicines should not be disposed of via wastewater or household waste. Ask your pharmacist how to dispose of medicines no longer required. These measures will help to protect the environment. If your child no longer needs this vaccine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use ACTIB after the expiry date, which is stated on the carton after EXP. The expiry date refers to the last day of that month. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If your child does experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Fever. Irritability. Injection site reactions such as pain, redness, erythema, swelling, inflammation, hardening of the skin, induration, vomiting, crying, uncontrollable or abnormal, unusual tiredness, runny nose, diarrhea. What to do? Speak to your doctor if your child has any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Extensive limb swelling of the vaccinated limb. Large injection site reactions, more than 50 mm, such as pain, redness, swelling and or inflammation, or hardening of the skin. Swelling, edema of lower limbs with symptoms that may include blue or purple coloration of the skin, cyanosis, redness, transient discoloration of the skin, purpura, itchy rash, urticaria, rash generalized, rash, itching, pruritus, face swelling, edema, laryngeal swelling, edema. What to do? Call your doctor immediately if you notice any of these serious side effects. Very serious side effects. Very serious side effects. Allergic, hypersensitivity reactions, such as itching, or hives on the skin, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body. Convulsions, with or without fever. What to do? Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital if you notice any of these serious side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making your child feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects your child experienced, you can report side effects as follows. For Australia, Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. New Zealand, MedSafe online at https://www.medsafe.govt.nz/safety/reporter-problem.asp. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop giving any medicines to your child. Product details. This medicine is only available with the doctor's prescription. What ACTIB contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Haemophilus type B polysaccharide 10 micrograms conjugated to tetanus protein, 18 to 30 micrograms per 0.5 milliliter dose. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Trimethanol. Sucrose. Sodium chloride. Water for injections. Potential allergens. Latex. Do not take this medicine if your child is allergic to any of these ingredients. What ACTIB looks like. ACTIB is a freeze-dried powder for reconstitution with diluent for injection. Following reconstitution, the solution is clear. Each pack of ACTIB contains a single-dose vial containing powder for reconstitution and 0.5 milliliters of diluent in a syringe with two separate needles. OSTAR 1-3-0-1-6-1. Who distributes ACTIB? Australia. Sanofi Aventis Australia Pty Ltd. 12 24 Talavera Road, Macquarie Park, New South Wales 2113. Australia. Telephone 1-800-818-806. New Zealand. Pharmacy Retailing, NZ Limited T/A Healthcare Logistics, P.O. Box 62027. Sylvia Park, Auckland 1644. New Zealand. Telephone 0800-283-684. This leaflet was prepared in September 2023. Act CCDSV 10 CMIB 5-19 July 23 No sub.